Good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a beautiful day. You give us good health so that we can walk and come in your house. We pray that your word speak to us this morning, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm from Indonesia, then I'm glad that our president election runs smoothly. And finally, that President Jokowi re-elect again for 5 years. On May 22, when election committee announced that the winner is President Jokowi, people angry and there is a clash between opposition supporter with the police. And as you know, that most of Chinese people feel fear. But thanks God, now everything is smooth. But the problem is the fear feelings move to Hong Kong. Yeah, the fear feelings move to Hong Kong. And then 2 days ago, we can see online or newspaper and see that we never saw that people break the glass wall and then sit in the parliament room. And then after 2 hours, police come and then kick them out. Today, in many coffee shop, when people sit, the old generation said, "Hiya, young men, don't do like that." And then in one side, young man said, "Old man, you don't know our future." So everybody feel afraid, worry about the future of Hong Kong. At the same time, when I prepare this message, you know, I have 2 messages in this paper. I prepare in the morning, I finish 1 message, but I feel that, no. You need to say something. Make people feel peace in this kind of situation. And then God lead me to the book of Isaiah, that we need to read Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. Hear the word of God. "In the year of King Uzziah death, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet. With 2 he flew. And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundation of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filling with smoke, then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which is he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity has taken away, and your sin is forgiven.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" Brothers and sisters, how we can make connection between these verses with our situation? First of all, the word start in the time of Josiah when he was young, and then God called him as a prophet. The Bible told us in the year of King Uzziah dead. You know, when we read Old Testament, or when you saw that more like a Chinese movie about all kingdom, then you can see once the king died, then instability happened in that area because there are many princes want to get the position, and then they kill each other. Isaiah saw this situation. But one thing that we need to learn from Isaiah, in the year of King Uzziah dead, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. I'm happy that Isaiah did not go to coffee shop and talk about political situation. I'm happy that Isaiah didn't open Facebook or newspaper to know what is the situation of our country. But the Bible told us and teach us, I saw the Lord sitting in his throne. That means, brothers and sisters, of course, Isaiah lived in the unstable political situation in the time when Uzziah king died, but he is near with God, so that he know, he see something about God. And the Bible told us, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. Political situation can be changed, but God never changed. He sit at a throne. A throne mean power. Power mean control. God still in his control. Before we know more about the situation, we need to know a little bit who is King Uzziah. We didn't get any explanation about who is King Uzziah, but when we open the book of Kings, 2 Kings 15 and 2 Chronicles 26, we can know about King of Uzziah. In the Bible, sometime King of Uzziah, they change the name, become King of Azariah. Azariah means God who helped. He start to reign the kingdom when he was 16. And then he reigned 52 years. 52 years is quite long. Yeah. When Hong Kong hand over to China, government said 50 years. And then after that change, this kingdom is 52 years. After 52 years, and then he died. Yeah. The Bible told us that King of Uzziah is a great king. Let us open 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Verse 13. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 13. Under their direction was an elite army of 307,500 who could wage war with great power to help the kings against the enemy. Brothers and sisters, it's a great number. And the Bible told us a great and elite army, special force. Like in U.S., you can see that U.S. Navy maybe, or from other country, they have special force. 307,500 people, a great number. And then in Jerusalem, moreover, Uzziah prepared for all the army sail, spear, helm, body armor, bows, and sling stone. At that time, helm, body armor, bows, and other is a deadly weapon. But today, we can change, become missile, very fast plane, yeah. United States have F-35. Russia have something is very strong. Many country want to buy it, and China have a long missile. This is a powerful army. And then, brothers and sisters, in Jerusalem, he made engines of war, invented by skillful men, to be the tower and the on the corner for the purpose of shooting arrow and great stone. Hence, he fame spread out afar, and for he was marvelous help until he was strong. Not only with powerful military, the king also good in farming. So at that time, people live with comfortable, and they have a lot of luxury. And then, brothers and sisters, he died. The Bible told us he died because, verse 16, when he became strong, his heart was so proud, and he acted corruptly, and he was unfaithful to the Lord his God. For he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. The king cannot do this job, although you are powerful. But regarding offering thing, you need to ask the priest to do that. Brother and sister, 52 years is very strong. But after that, collect everything. Only one problem, because unfaithful. So, brothers and sisters, we need to take few sentence to see this situation. The situation can be changed, but the problem is, if you are faithful to God and you will live peaceful life, God will protect you. When I see this situation, I remember how in stable situation when Daniel sent to the Babylonia, but he's still powerful. Why? Because he's still faithful in the Lord. After 20 years, after 30 years, we don't know about the future. But one thing, stay faithful in the Lord, and he will bless you. And then he will use you to overcome the situation. So go back to the Isaiah. You see this vision. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lovely, exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Brothers and sisters, how far from the temple to the heaven? You cannot answer this question. I also cannot let you know. How far from the temple to the sun is very far. How far from here to the moon? Is very far. Only United States people can go there. 1969. I forget the name. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. And we from Indonesia always say like this. Only one Indonesian people go to the moon. How can United States people? And they use my name. My name is Selamat. So they said, Neil Armstrong pergi dengan Selamat. Pergi dengan Selamat mean Neil Armstrong go peaceful to the earth. So without me, they cannot save. So this is like a joke in our country. So they always say, you are lucky guy. You go to the moon. How can? If the guy who go without safe cannot return back. So United States people can go to the moon. And then the distance is very strong. Now try to imagine. God sit in the throne. And then the robe fill in the temple. God is far, but God also near. God is in heaven, but God also in the earth. Where is God? In the temple of God. Brothers and sisters, when I try to see this vision, then I said, thanks God. In good situation, God with us. In bad situation, God also with us. So, as Isaiah see this vision. And then the second point. Isaiah give the response. Verse 5. Isaiah see, then I said, woe is to me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, for my eyes has been see the King, Lord of hosts. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah know that man cannot see God. Even Moses cannot see God directly. Yeah? If you read the book of Torah, Leviticus, you know how complicated when one man, especially the priest, want to bring an offering to God, they need to prepare themselves. Now Isaiah see God. And then Isaiah see, I'm died. Ngo se choa. Yeah? I'm died. Yeah? But, brothers and sisters, verse 6 say, then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which is he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Brothers and sisters, one of the seraphim. Seraphim is servant of God. They did something because they get order from God. Seraphim cannot do anything without permission from God. Now the seraphim who serve God takes a coal and then touch his lips. Yeah? And then say, your iniquity is taken away and your sin is forgiven. The second vision that I can let you know is God is powerful God. He is the Holy One, but at the same time, God also loving God. He loved Isaiah. That's why he touched Isaiah's lips and say, your iniquity is taken away and your sin is forgiven. Brothers and sisters, the Bible always tell us that God is loving God. Yeah, God is loving God. No wonder in the Bible, Jesus teaches us to call our God as Father. As Father. Cardia do internship at Taipei 3 weeks ago and then 3 weeks in advance. So, 2 days ago, she returned for Samuel's birthday, and I asked her, Cardia, what kind of food do you want to eat? And Cardia said, I want to have meat. I want to have meat. Because at Taipei, she had a lot of vegetable. She stayed among migrant workers. She served at migrant worker center at Sinchu. So as a loving father, oh yeah, she want to have meat. Then I buy siomai, and I buy siuyu, and I prepare something. Loving father, give it. Earthly father, more than that, our heavenly father. Yeah, his love is real. Yeah, his love is something that we need. His love is taking away our sin. When God show his love to take our sin away, he need to sacrifice Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus is the biggest gift for us, and he give it to us. This is the second point. So God sit on the throne, and then second point, God is loving God. Number three. After this, verse 8 said, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Oh, brothers and sisters, after you see the vision, after you feel God's love, then God want to send you again in your society. Yeah, the situation is not changed, but with God, you can change the situation. That's why God sent Isaiah go to his society, go to his country to say something. Today, will Hong Kong is better or not? I don't know. Yeah, but one more thing. We see God, we feel God's love, and then God want to send us to this kind of society. Today, I can say that today is angry time and then fear time. People angry, people fear. Yeah, angry and fear, when combined together, become powerful. And only God's peace can change this situation. And then God warn us, go to this kind of situation. And then you might say to me, how can I do this? First, stop to share something that make people more fear. 1st of July, I get few messages from Indonesia. Hey, Pastor Selamat, how is Hong Kong? How is Hong Kong? We see on the TV and on news, Hong Kong is like this. And I say, no, I'm in the midst of Cos Bebe. People start from Cos Bebe. And then I can go around and buy some medicine for my friend. I'm okay. No worry. Only at Admiralty. And I didn't go there. It's okay. Few hours. And then after they say something and they go home. Because I know Hong Kong people is very nice. When they fighting with someone, they use only mouth. And they never hit people. I can see this from MTR station and other place. They just want to say something. After they say something and they go home, it's okay. All like that, yeah. And then more of a, please pray for Hong Kong. Yeah. Then I say like this. I didn't say, oh yeah, it's terrible. 2 million people, long mask like that. And then people will say, oh, Hong Kong. Something like that. So, your statement can make people become peace and also can make people become more scared or more fear. So we as a people of God need to bring peace in this kind of situation. Reduce your time to see online news and then come more time to see God who sit on the throne and then his robe is in temple of God. By seeing like this, brothers and sisters, we have peace. Yeah, with our peace, we bless other people. Less discussing about the situation, but more talk about God's love. More talk with God. God, you know that this is our situation, but we know that you are sitting in the throne. You love us. We know that something great will happen. Please show it to us and then take us to do something for our country. By doing this, we do the same thing. Isaiah 6, chapter 8 said, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, and then send them." No, no, no. Here I am, and then send me. Not here I am, and then send Pastor Selamat. Don't say like that. Here I am, and then send me. Become a peacemaker in this situation. Can I get amen? Can I get amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We invite Pastor Andrew to lead us worship. We use this time, come closer to God, and then see He is the one who sits in the throne, and then also He is the one who is sitting in the midst of us in this place. let's spend few seconds pray for our friend, neighbor, society who are in angry and fear, and also pray for our country, Hong Kong here. Yeah, we pray that the leader can make wise decision, peaceful decision in terms of the situation of the society. We put Hong Kong government, China government, and then protester leader in the hand of God. Let every people speak, not speak with what they wanted, but speak because God says something to them. Now we turn to community prayer. We ask God to touch our friend, family, yeah, who suffer with cancer, going for chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We pray that God will touch them, give them healing for their body. Let's pray together. Also, we pray not only for physical healing, but also for spiritual salvation. We pray for a group of people who are not believe Jesus. We pray that God open their heart. Another group of people who have other physical problems, we pray that God also touch them. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking new jobs. We pray that God will give the best for them. Today, our mission prayer is for China, SP Beijing, SP Shanghai. We pray for Pastor Hensu, Pastor Ricky, and all people who serve at China. Let's pray together. Also pray for our board member, Pastor Sam, and all members who serve together as a leader in our church. Let's pray together. Pray for Young Adult Fellowship with Single Life Workshop coming and still running till next week. Pray for Men Ministry, Monday Prayer, and also pray for Woman Ministry. We pray that all group ministry can cover the need of our church member spiritual. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0, our wish prayer that one day God will extend and give us bigger space so that we can serve more people. Yeah, let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word that told us situation can be changed, government can be changed, society can be changed, but you are the one who sit on the throne and your robe fill in the temple of God. You are loving God. You are powerful God. That's the power for us to live in changing situation. With you, Father, we become peace. But at the same time, when Isaiah see the vision, God also sent him to the society. Please bless us, Father, when you send us to our society, so that we can bring your word, your peace, your encouragement for other people. Holy Spirit, go with us, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for beautiful time that you have given to us. Now we are ready to become your peacemaker for other people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.